Glenn Roberts has a point to make at our invitation because he's rushing for a plane and he's about to go to meet the Prime Minister. He's from Retail NI. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Glenn, do you feel like one of these puppets that Sammy Wilson's been speaking about, the business puppets dancing to the tune of the Prime Minister?
Well, Frank, I don't. I'm nobody's puppet, and neither are members that I have the honour to represent. We took a considered view of this deal. We didn't rush out our support. We took time to look at it. I met with officials in the Cabinet Office and the Northern Ireland Office, and we're very happy to support this deal. It's by no means perfect, but I think the only alternative is a no deal, and that would be disastrous for the Northern Ireland economy if the UK crashes out. So I think this deal isn't perfect, but I think it is probably the best we're going to get.
If you got a sense of there being some wriggle room or manoeuvre, would you be open to the persuasion? Would you be open to maybe taking a risk and going more along the lines of the DUP as opposed to Theresa May?
Well, we respect the DUP's view. Obviously, we don't agree with it. But I think it's worth pointing out that you have unparalleled support, not just in the business community, and that takes in nearly every business and trade body, but also the trade unions. ICTU voted its support for the deal yesterday. The Northern Ireland Council for Voluntary Action, representing the voluntary sector, has indicated support. So this isn't just sort of seen as a business thing. This is right across civic society who have indicated their support for this deal. And that will be certainly our message when we meet the Prime Minister later. We'll also be meeting with the Labour Party front bench as well. So we'll be very, very clear in our message to MPs and to the government is they need to support this deal. I think it's a good deal for Northern Ireland. And I think that the alternatives are too bad to even consider.
Will the Prime Minister try and convince you and your colleagues, some exceptionally senior people from business across Northern Ireland, to go back to Belfast and try and sell this to the DUP?
Well, we're hoping to meet the DUP on Monday morning, as well as meeting the other political parties at Stormont. So I think, and obviously they have their conference at the weekend, so I would welcome any engagement with the DUP. I'd welcome, obviously, any engagement with all of the political parties in this. But I think that they have to realise, and MPs generally need to realise, that the business community are speaking with one voice on this regard, you know, and not just the business community, but also the trade unions and the voluntary sector. And, you know, I was vice chair of the Remain campaign during the referendum. We never had this coming together of the business community like we have for this deal. I think it's unparalleled in terms of the support. And I think in many respects, it should send a strong signal to all MPs of the views of civic society in Northern Ireland.
Arlene Foster believes that she knows a very senior business person who employs a lot of people and indeed generates multi-millions for the economy, who's completely against the deal. Now, I'm not sure who that is, but is it possible that even the likes of that person is on board with you simply because there's no other show in town? And it varies from those who support Theresa May right through to those who are just clinging on by their fingertips to what Theresa May is offering. But the fear, the absolute fear of no deal is, as you've suggested, the worst of all scenarios. But they're not prepared. They're not prepared to have the courage of the DUP to try and get what they're looking for short of a hard Brexit.
Well, I don't know who these business owners are who have concerns. I would certainly welcome that. And then they need to make those views public. They need to make them heard loud and clear. But all I can say, talking to business, every single sector has backing this deal. More significantly, the Ulster Farmers Union have came out and supported the deal, and they're part of the delegation that's meeting the Prime Minister today. So I think that sends a very, very strong signal that the business community is speaking with one voice.
It is a long list. I have the list in front of me. It's a long list of big hitters that are, for want of a better term, walking in the opposite direction to the DUP on this argument. Thank you, Glenn. I know you're about to board your flight. Thank you very much indeed. Glenn Roberts, who's on his way with the Retail NI Group.